We've actually started, and we should probably have the theme music right now.
Brawl Boys!
No, it's not Brawl Boys. Coast Youth Radio.
Oh, Coast Youth Radio, sorry.
Coast. Give me a coast.
Coast.
Give me a youth.
Youth.
Give me an R.
Radio.
Radio. Hey. Welcome to episode 3 of Coast Youth Radio, the alcohol special brought to you by Bundaberg. Ginger beer.
The good
time. Hey, the Mariners, they win.
I think. Radio 2GO.
Oh, what are you supporting the wrong radio station?
What is this?
That was bad.
So the Mariners won tonight?
They'll 3-0 up with 10 minutes to go. If they lost, I will do a nudie run of church on Sunday night.
Let me just check my phone.
We should keep talking. We've got some special guests on now. Oh, heck yes.
We're in a thoroughfare where everyone's
going to
walk past.
Yeah, it's just going to be one of those shows. Well, I've just been handed some brochures for Coast Youth Revolution. Sounds good. When is it?
I'd go to that.
When is it?
I don't know. Oh, what does it say?
7th and 8th of September. I can't even see where it says that, but there's three great speakers.
Is there two great bands?
Two great bands.
Is there one incredible god?
One incredible god. It's going to be the bomb. It's going to be good times. Awesome. We've got people coming from Newcastle, from Bathurst, from Sydney, from Mayland, from Mars, from Venus, from Jupiter.
From the Green Dolphin.
And from the Lunar Eclipse.
Yeah, now, Lunar Eclipse, who saw it? Hands up.
Yeah.
Look at all those hands, radio listeners.
Hey, did you see the one on YouTube?
Oh, that one that some...
The moron.
Amateur videoist.
That was awesome. Have you seen it?
My favourite bit. Hey Sam, did you see the video on
Sam
YouTube?
Sam hasn't seen it. Sam
my favourite bit is my brother's on this video, right? And he says Sam Peck would have tears streaming down his face right now.
Good times. We should this is Coast News Radio episode number 3. We're talking about teenage issues. We're tackling the big issues in big ways.
Now we should introduce it in other places other than
It happened in America.
Yeah.
It sort of happens up sort of certain parts of the world.
So just Central Coast and
California.
Yeah, right.
Basically. SoCal. Southern California, that's what we call it. We got lots of guests here today.
We do have lots of guests.
We got some great guests. Tell us, Dale, what's your name?
Dale. Awesome. Dale Kerrigan.
How long have you lived on the Central Coast?
A year and a half. Good times.
Awesome. Hey, I took a photo and... Oh, wait, I won't show you about it.
What's your name?
My name's Max.
How long have you lived on the Central Coast, Max?
16 years.
Awesome. What's your favourite suburb?
Greenpoint, 2251, represent.
Oh, 2251, represent.
260.
How long have you lived, what's your name?
Elise.
How long have you lived on the Central Coast?
19 years in October.
Awesome. What's your postcode?
Yeah, you're 2250, aren't you?
Oh, 2250.
Represent. Yeah, 2250, that's where it's at. Awesome. What's your name?
Bron.
Bron, what's your postcode?
2250.
How long have you lived on the coast? You're probably...
2250.
Oh, no, wait. Dale might be a bit younger, Central Coast. How long have you been on the Central Coast?
6 years.
6 years. And what's your favourite aspect of the Central Coast?
Elise.
Oh, awesome. What's your name, madam?
Mia.
Mia, how long have you been on the coast?
21 years.
You win. What is...
Postcode?
2250.
2250. 2250 represents...
What's your favourite alcoholic drink to drink on the Central Coast?
What
we're talking about tonight is alcohol on the Central Coast.
Where'd you put it?
Okay, people say that there's a problem on the coast with alcohol and teenagers drinking it.
There's an epidemic.
An epidemic.
Binge drinking.
An alcademic.
There's an alcademic.
I was trying to say serious.
Some sound effects of drinking, you know.
Lots of like a base drug.
When I was at school, I don't know about you guys, in coast schools, alcohol is a big part of culture on the Central Coast, would you agree?
Heck yes, basically from year 9.
Yeah.
If not year 9, definitely year 10.
Yeah. And in year 8, you're thinking about year 9 when you're going to start drinking.
I didn't, but yes, okay.
Oh, like I didn't either.
Yeah, okay. Basically year 10, 11, 12 was the party phase. Mm. I went to the high school in 2250, represent. And I was known because I drank Powerade.
At parties.
Yeah. And every blue time people... when you get back to school, blue. Blue all the way, Blue Mountain, I think it's called, something like that.
Mountain Blast.
Mountain Blast, something like that. Blue Mountain.
So the deodorant names.
That's Jace, he doesn't know song lyrics.
Just as a digression, apart from Jace's Metallica thing, do you remember the episode of The Simpsons where Homer walks into a restaurant and they say, you can have prawn juice or Mountain Dew? And he goes, oh, yuck, I'll have the prawn juice.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's good.
No. Anyone else?
It's good. Don't
mind. There you go. Powerade. But here's what people used to say, like, on the night, like at those raging parties, but also when you get back to school, they'd say, man, I'm going to drink Powerade next time. They never would.
They'd say, literally,
there'd be multiple people say, because I'd be prancing around going, I'm fine and I'm feeling good and I can have a conversation at any point in time.
Yeah.
And
there's no one to talk to because everyone else is drinking.
I wasn't vomiting or any of those things. So anyway,
yeah.
There you go.
Where in the school where I grew up, it was you're either of two camps. So person like you didn't exist. Because people would either think if you go to the parties, then you get smashed.
Yeah, okay.
The people who didn't go to the parties abstain. They'd say they were abstaining from the parties and actually didn't even socialise with the guys who went to the parties. And yep. They go have their own popcorn party.
Awesome.
But what ended up happening was this massive rift. And that was mostly Christian guys and people who thought they were Christians. And they would all hang together and not go to parties. But then there was the people who just go out to the parties, and there was, like, no interaction. I would say I was one of the people who probably went to parties a little bit, but was a Christian.
You're more of a...
I was a drifter.
Socks with sandals.
Yeah, but it was interesting. Like, that was the kind of way it happened. Yeah. What about you, Max?
What's your experience with parties and drinking?
I've been to plenty of parties, so there's been heaps of drinking. I've had drinks at the parties. I don't get drunk or anything like that, so that's good. But I don't know. It seems like there's a bit of a thing. I don't know. Maybe you notice it at parties. Everyone who's drinking is getting drunk. And I don't know. I think it's a bit stupid when you think about it.
Yeah.
Because either, like, you're not drinking or you're totally plastered, which is, I don't know. So I guess if you're over 18, I don't think it's wrong to have a drink, but as long as you don't get drunk, take a trot. Yeah.
Hey, just move over this way a little bit. But you are saying, Max, that if you're not over 18 and, like, you're listening, because we've also got lots of our under 18 listeners, don't drink. Why?
Oh, because it says in the Bible that God has set up the laws, the earthly laws, for us to respect and follow. And the law in Australia is you don't drink unless you're over 18.
Good. So obedience to the law. Obedience to your parents. Good stuff. So if you're out there and you're under 18 and you're a Christian, Jesus says don't. Because the government and parents and stuff.
Yeah.
But what about when you hit 18? What are some principles for alcohol use? I'll give you one. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ." So in the first bit there, it's got the idea of not getting drunk on too much wine, but rather being filled with the Spirit. I reckon part of the idea there is, like, it doesn't just have to be wine. Like, it could be rum. It could be...
Martini.
Do not get drunk on martini. Martina Navratilova, she's a tennis player. Don't get drunk on her. She doesn't play anymore?
No.
Hey, Yana Pittman won.
Her name's Yana Rawlinson.
Yana Rawlinson won as well.
Yana Rawlinson report.
In latest news, Yana Rawlinson, formerly known as Yana Pittman, has won a gold medal at some event.
No, she's because... I'll tell you why she did it.
Because she got married and she had a bad name for Pittman.
She had a bad name for Pittman. No, but not only that, because people remember her as Pittman and go, "Oh, that's that girl who made us hand back the medals. What a jerk." But now they got Yana Rawlinson. Oh, there's a new light in the racing world.
The question is, where's Tamsin at this point in time?
Where are you, Tamsin?
Reignite the feud.
Oh, bring back Kathy Freeman.
Yeah.
Who's that?
I don't know.
She's got to look after her grandkids.
Grandkids.
I don't know.
Oh, you're saying she's old. It was a joke. That was a good one. But anyway, don't get drunk on too much wine, which leads to debauchery. Like, when you drink too much alcohol, it leads to doing stupid stuff. So debaucherous behaviour, sexual...
And you're foolish to think that that it won't. You know what I mean? Like, to think, I can just get drunk in my house
and I'm
not doing anything wrong, or I'm drinking more and I can handle it. Like, the reason why you're drinking more is so you can lose inhibitions and even in your thoughts.
Yep.
You lose control of the way you think.
And the problem there is, we're actually... Christians are those who to be controlled by the Spirit.
Yeah.
That is, rather than being under the influence of alcohol, being under the influence of Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus. So the Bible doesn't say don't drink. It says don't get drunk. But for the teenager, don't drink at all.
Yeah.
But even then, think about when you turn 18 plus, how to sensibly use alcohol, or maybe not use alcohol. I don't drink. One, I was brought up in a Baptist family, and Baptists say, don't drink. So that's probably a little bit too far. But secondly, I can't stop eating a bag of lollies. Like, I think I've got a bit of an addictive personality when it comes to food and drink and stuff like that. So I'd rather not even put myself in the situation, personally.
Yeah. I think there's another thing as well. It's not just for you. Like, there are terrible things that happen when you get drunk to yourself, but also other people. Like, if you're going, oh, I'm a Christian, and then people say you're drunk, you know, they're going to go, oh, you're a Christian, and you're getting drunk.
Hypocrite.
You don't really care about that.
Think about what that does, actually. If you think about Israel in a way, Israel lived in the Old Testament, people looked on that and they ridiculed God based on what they saw in Israel.
Yeah. God's name's at stake.
Yeah, God's name's at stake in the way you live at parties.
Yeah.
Jono thinks he can just muscle his way over on here.
Jono thinks he can muscle his way over
on here. Brothers.
Word up. Now, hey, Brock, can I quickly go to Bron?
But on the way, like, while asking them, they can shoot this question. Dave, you, when you were at high school, you went to parties, but you didn't drink.
Yes.
What do you think about... Do you think that's a good idea? Because I'm just comparing that to my growing
depends
up.
Depends how hot the climate. Because
Jono's not on this episode, so delete that comment.
We'll have no links to Jono.
He wrecked that episode a couple of joking.
Like that. Like in my school, that was a big problem because a lot of guys saw the Christians as being they just hate us because we go to part because we drink.
Yeah.
And so I had a friend once told me that I was the only Christian he talked to at school because I was the only one who actually hung with him.
Yep.
So, shooting to you girls, what do you think the places of Christians in parties? Should they go to parties and not drink at them, or what's the temptations and all the rest?
Does it tie in with your other question?
That I was going to ask you, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You went to a public school. Did you go to parties and stuff?
Yes, I did.
Did you drink?
No. Okay, actually...
That ties right in. Yeah.
I'll tell you a story. In my formal after party, I was 18... And it was the end of school and I had a drink in my hand and someone comes up to me and they're like, you can't have that. I'm like, why not? I'm 18. And he's like, because you don't drink, give that to me. And he took it off me. He wouldn't let me have it.
So I still haven't had one. Give it back, you idiot.
So, I went to parties with, like, I didn't, there were no...
You're not the host. You know, you think you're...
There were no other Christians.
This con can't be running the joint.
Jono.
There were no other Christians in my year, so the only parties that happened were non-Christian parties where people drank
and debaucherously.
Yeah, and slept around with each other and stuff like that. And I went to those parties, but I never drank, and I think people respected
or slept
me.
Around?
Or, cool. Nah,
those parties happened at Christmas too.
Yes.
Like, just straight.
Yeah. Oh, but just like the only option was a non-Christian party. They weren't Christian ones.
There was no popcorn parties.
There were no popcorn parties. So all the 18th still had alcohol and stuff. But, yeah, I think you can go to them without drinking. And by the time that people got their peas, there were a lot of people not drinking in the end because they had to drive. So.
Yeah, okay. Sensible driving.
What about the person who...
Oh, man, are you going?
Yeah.
Mia, what, you got any reflections on this?
I agree that it's all right to drink. If you're over 18, but don't get drunk.
Awesome, that was incredible, Mia.
What about the person who's tempted to drink?
That's a good question. See, for the person who's... back to Dan's question.
Yeah, sorry, can I go on there with some personal experience?
Is back on your question, or is it
on my question?
Yeah, I was going to go back on your question too.
Yeah, sorry. You go, Elise.
No one asked me a question.
Okay. What's your name?
Elise.
What's
you already asked. Wait, Claire.
Postcode? You can't remember!
2255!
And any other questions you want to answer?
Answer my question. What about the person who's tempted to drink?
At a party.
Aren't most people tempted to drink at parties?
Debauchery.
Yeah.
I'm not.
It's like liquid confidence. People don't drink unless they want to be confident.
What?
Yeah. No. I know what Elise is saying. I was saying before that I went to parties and was the Christian of parties. That being said, I was a follower at times as well. And so I remember in year 12, I wasn't 18 yet, but I would drink at parties. But I would never get drunk. I'd drink like some and then like pretend to be drunk so I could be cool like everybody else. But I remember just thinking... I was such a tool for that. But so from that point of view, I reckon what would have been a better option was to go to a party with some guys. If I'm not 18, go to the party with some guys who weren't going to drink but have fun together and have fun at the party with everybody else there, but like help each other and be strong with each other.
I think it also depends on the person that you are. Like, for example, me, you know, my personality is a bit more quiet and I can't, like, people think that I'm drunk just normally, all right?
Yeah.
And so if I'm at a party...
Because you beat people up?
Yeah, and you know, I'm...
Yeah, I'm slurs his words.
Yeah, can't speak properly, yeah.
No, and he can't drive straight.
Yeah, that's it, can't do anything right.
It's just his bomby car.
And so if I'm at a party and I'm, you know, holding a beer and I might only have one, you know, the whole night, and that's fine, but if I'm still, you know, acting crazy, so I'm... 33. And so if I'm acting crazy like I usually do, and I've got a beer in my hand, then people are going to automatically think that I'm drunk.
That's right.
And is that the image I should be showing out if I'm a Christian and people know that I'm a Christian?
Yeah.
So maybe you need to even, you know, be more careful on the side of not doing anything for other people's sake as well.
Yeah.
True. People used to think I was drunk when I'd never had anything to drink as well.
Read the last question. Well,
it may have been answered. I've just come back from a run. Just went down to the beach and back. Went for a swim. It's good. Drank a beer on the way. Terrible pub. But, no, I didn't know. Short down over my shoulder. Do we talk about not going to parties so that you won't sin?
Yeah, we did a bit, and one of the solutions we came up with, you could have one solution is don't go to the party.
Yep.
The other thing we had was go with Christian mates.
Yep.
And look out for each other at the
accountability.
Party.
Yep. See, and the other thing is, you can go and have no temptation to drink, but if you're hooking up with all the drunk chicks,
yeah,
that's
the same
worse.
Thing.
Yeah. So don't do that.
Yeah.
That'd
like
be crazy.
Eating a cherry ripe.
I can feel the Brawl Boys coming on. I can feel the Brawl Boys coming on. How's it go?
Brawl Boys,
what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Brawl Boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Last time on Brawl Boys, we heard about Tez's weekend at the Green Dolphin and Shano's new tat. Characters all get mixed up on the Brawl Boys.
Yeah,
let's see what they're doing at school.
I'm Shano and I'm at school. What's your name?
I'm Tezza, pulling the chicks, mate.
Who's this over here?
I am Ahmed and I like my curry.
Ahmed likes curry?
Yes.
You're an idiot, man. What are you doing on the weekend, bro?
Oh, I don't know. Party? Are you coming along to that one?
What one's that?
Oh, you know, the party on the weekend.
Where at? What postcode?
Oh, probably 2251. That's where all the parties are at, man.
Oh, I wasn't invited, man, but give me the address and I'll gate crash it.
Oh, awesome. Let's get smashed.
Yeah, we're going to get sloshed and we'll break things. Yeah.
Holy sick, bro.
Let's hear about what happens next time on the Brawl Boys. Brawl Boys, what you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? Brawl Boys, what you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? Oh, well, it's about time to wrap that up. These Coast Youth Radios have been brilliant in, like, short, but lots of good stuff on them. And tonight I felt lots of good ideas.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, who's up for the pub?
I'm going to go get a blue Powerade.
Are we going to
do my alcohol story?
Are we going to... Tell us your alcohol story.
Yeah, we'll lock the gate.
Yeah, it's the last one and then we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah, when...
And then we'll lock the gate.
Like, when I was about 8, my poppy, he used to drink beer.
Yeah.
And it was called his medicine. And and so sometimes I get to crush the cans and take them down the back. There's one time I crushed the can in the house and stuff, took it down the back to put it in, drank the dregs.
Really?
When I got down the bottom.
You alcohol.
I think it was 97% spit and 3%.
You drank your... I'm not so worried that you drank the dregs of his beer. You drank your pop spit.
Yep.
That's gross, man. That's gross.
2 millilitres of glory. Wouldn't have even been that.
Dave, we're going to have a potty next week at Coast Youth Revolution.
Oh, heck, we're going to have like 5.
Awesome.
We'll even try to have one before Coast Youth Revolution, but sign up, cyrevolution.com, come along. If you can't come for the whole time, just come for whatever bits you can.
And all the guys can come for the whole time.
Come for the whole time, because it's going to be fantastic. That's three great speakers, two great bands, and one incredible God.
All right.
Wait, don't press the wrong one.
We'll be seeing you, and shout out to Alison Scott.
Wait, and I agree with Dar.com, there'll be a new video this week.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Lots of pain involved.
Awesome. Can you just make girly noises? Excellent, well done.